News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
Let's turn our attention to Dingle Dangany Cúis now. Worries being raised about the protection of the Irish language laws within the Gaeltacht region in County Kerry, as numbers show there have been no investigations of breaches into the Irish language laws requirements by Kerry County Council since it was passed 12 years ago. Councillor for Dangany Cúis, Robert Brosnan, is with us. Good morning to you, Robert.
Good morning, Jonathan, and welcome to from a sunny Kerry, Tommy Banahe, Gwilin Ortley, and to La Solis na Grain, Air Madden.
On a day like today, I would love nothing more than to be down there. What does this law require the council to do?
Yeah, well, it was a Sinn Féin submission that 66% of households in any new developments of two or more units would have at least one person who are able to speak Irish to a B2 standard, which is just man level. It's not a very hard exam, but the rule is there, and linked to the rule, there's 15 years residency in regard to that. So it's a kind of a binding clause in planning permission, which is applied in our Gaeltacht areas, but through an official question to the council, I found out, now I'll have to give credit to the council in certain instances, because they do implement the language conditions when it comes to this allocation of social housing. But outside of social housing, there is nothing being looked into or implemented, and it's weakening our Gaeltacht area. And look, I have the privilege of representing people whose first language is Irish, and they had to learn English in school, and when they think in Irish, and when they sleep and they dream at night, they dream in Irish, and those people, for me, have to be cherished. Like,
I agree with you, because the Gaeltacht is a very important thing. But how does the council find whether you have that B2 standard? Is there a test, or how does it work?
Yeah, it's a TIG exam, Testis Orpa na Gaeilge. It's an oral exam that. Say it's implemented in regard to social housing, and it's a straightforward exam. It's not a hard exam, but still it's an exam, and you should be expected to be able to hold a conversation in Irish if you're living in the area, because it's where the roots of our language survive. And Pierce said that tir gan tanga, tir gan anam, a country without a language is a country without a soul. And when you live in a Gaeltacht area, you're privileged to live within the soul of Ireland, and you hear the echoes of our ancestors through the spoken word, which is thousands of years old. It's the oldest living language in Europe, and you hear it through the place names and the stories, the music and the song. But it's something to be cherished, and we have to protect it. And I won't apologise for anybody for demanding justice for Irish speakers, because the rules are there. And I likened it to playing an All-Ireland final without a referee or linesmen or umpires. Like, it's just chaos, and that's what's happening in the housing.
Aaron Lena on Ding and Dangany Cúis, Robert Brosnan, Gormagut.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.